This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. And yeah, that was it. What do you want from me? 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me, the time you guys are spending with us. So, you know, as I always said at the top of the hour, get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you hop on the chat room, therealside.com, where we have a live Facebook feed going on. I mean, a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I in that chat room. Guaranteed money. No, seriously, guaranteed. And then you have, we don't have the Facebook feed. Yeah, whatever. We have Ustream, YouTube. There's a boatload of ways. If you actually have to see the show, if that's what makes you happy, then there's a boatload of ways to make that happen. All right? So again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're doing things to be involved in the conversation. All right, let's get to it. First of all, after the first break, David Fisher is going to join us. We're going to learn a little bit about our finances, how to deal with how you should deal with your finances. You got to have money to have to deal with money. How you should have to deal with your finances. David's a good, honest guy. I've known him for a couple of years now, and always been a man of his word. I've never had a listener call me and tell me that, oh, my God, I can't believe you have that guy on. This is the kind of problems we've had with him, yada, yada, yada. None of that. None of that from him. Or about him, I should say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I don't know. Some of you guys are, I know, what do they call them, fashionistas? You know, you're into the whole fashion thing. And you've been waiting for this one, haven't you? Yeah, actually, I am. Listen, I'm a commentator. I should be able to pull this up. So, anyway, you know, guys always talking about how much they love lace on a woman, right? I mean, that's really, for some odd reason, that's supposed to be like the sexiest thing since sliced bread or something or whatever. And we've done stories about, and you guys have seen this stuff on Facebook and other places, where it seems like the fashion for men just becomes more and more feminine as the day goes on. That the more girly you can have the clothes look, or fact, it's not even girly. Sometimes it's just the more whacked you can have clothes look for a guy. I guess the more exciting it is or something. So I don't even know who sent this to me. It was great. But now, apparently, lace shorts have arrived for men. That's right. So lace shorts now for men are here. Although, you think there was a big demand for these things? Is that why they did it? Now, on Monday, an Instagram account titled A Sparkle Baby officially uploaded a photo of the pastel pink, blue, and green lace belted shorts. They're modeled by men wearing white socks and sneakers. Also looks like, I hope to God this is part of it. Maybe that's it. Looks like they have diapers on underneath those things.
Those are tidy whities.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Did they go along with them?
I'll check.
You're not helping me.
I'm trying.
A photo of the pastel pink blue. Wow, those are quite interesting. Modeled by men wearing white socks and sneakers, lacy shorts for men are here. The owner of the Instagram account, would you wear these, gentlemen? And ladies, would you like to see your boyfriends or husband in these?
No.
I guess, yeah, you know, But you know what's really funny is I don't get it. Somebody has to think. Somebody has to think this is a good idea. Right? I mean, nobody just designed these because they were sitting around one day going, eh, let's see what we can aggravate. Somebody had to think that these would actually sell. Right? I mean, it's a waste of money if you don't, if that's not what you're doing. I always get such a kick out of this stuff. I really do. Because, again, like I said, somebody had to work this through and believe that this actually made sense. So the, how much is that? Oh, I thought they had a price there. I was going to fall over. Now, the answer from the followers was pretty much no. Thank God there are still people around, even on some of these crazy sites, that won't put up with this kind of stuff. Let me see. I got to read you some of the comments because they're great. One guy who looks like he would anyway says, "Yep, I'd wear them." And they went up. The high socks were part of the outfit. Remember those white socks that we all wore in gym class in the '70s? They almost came up to your knees. They had the little ribs. They probably still sell those, don't they? Let's see. I would definitely break up with my boyfriend if he wore this. Oh, there's a woman with some class right there. Let me see. Would you? Now, no amount of reverse. There's no way to get this. I didn't. Did you put the picture up? Because I wouldn't put it up. They won't be able to get that out of their head for months.
It's all over. Everybody's seen
this. Everybody's seen this. So anyway, I just love this stuff. And what we're doing? What are we doing to our young men and women? I mean, somebody somewhere is going to say this is okay. And if you say it's not, right? Think about something. If you say it's not, then you're some kind of phobe, I'm sure. Now, I'm reading that this is also part of a little Kickstarter thing. And I'm thinking to myself, this may not be what you want to do to get started on Kickstarter, right? I mean, if I'm going up here to see what businesses I can invest in, I'm going to see this and go, I don't think so. But if you're into the green and pink and blue lacy shorts. That's what they're called, lacy shorts. LaceyShorts. You can find them online. I'm sure you can find them online. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. We come back, actually, in the third hour, because I'm going to have David on after the break. But in the third hour, I got some crazy Rachel Maddow stuff. It'll just make you smile or puke. One of the two. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Let's get the rollerblades out. What are you waiting for? I'm Joe Messina, your host, here on Thursday Night Disco. I got that disco ball just for you guys. Seriously. Somebody said, if you're watching, you can see it. If you're just listening, you can't see it. But somebody said, you know, every time we play Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, it's disco night. So I get a kick out of it, and I go, I can't stop laughing. And so I said to Hank with it, I'll just put a disco ball up there and we'll have some fun. Watch me get electrocuted by this thing. It's falling apart. Is it off? Yeah, okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. And again, like I say, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, off the air, sending me texts, tweets, and all that other fun stuff. The David Fisher is going to join me here, and I recorded him earlier today. And, you know, when it comes to your finances, what's going on with the government, we hear about the tax changes. We hear about what's going on up there. And frankly, you need information. You need to be able to make decisions. Don't wait for them to decide how they're going to handle your tax cuts. Don't wait for them to talk about how they're going to handle changing the tax code. Don't do that, because you're just going to end up getting screwed in the end. So you need to figure out what you want to do. I don't want to say hide money, but how are you going to deal with your money? What little you have or what bucket loads you have? Again, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take a listen. David Fisher with me. I love bringing this guy on because I learned so much when he's on the show. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and he's got a lot of information on us. He's going to help us. So I say, he doesn't have to say it, I'll say it. He's going to help us understand our finances and how we can be a little bit more secure in them. David, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me on your program once again.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. So, you know, I thought it was funny in the press briefing of the day when finally the first time Spicer gets up after being gone, I don't know what it was, so about 2 weeks, and the president's been gone. He's done all this work in the Middle East. He's done all this work in Europe. And the first question is about Russia. I was thinking to myself, boy, you talk about hound dogs that just won't, you know, they like paused for 2 weeks, they jump right on again. When there were so many other things going on there, yeah, even to the current conversation about pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, what is your perception of what the Paris Climate Accord is, and really how would that hurt us or help us for that matter?
Well, obviously this is a very high opinionated topic. And it really boils down to really one thing. What is your opinion on global warming? So that's what really the heartbeat of the climate Paris Accord is. And it's supposed to reduce carbon footprint, you know, and those things. I'm of the opinion that it might not be the best for America, because it involves money that we don't get a big return on our money. And so, this is where President Trump, I think, in my opinion, has it right, although it's not just a black and white right or wrong thing, because there's a lot of landmines to maneuver through. And really, quite frankly, his announcement in the Rose Garden today, Joe, is not really going to be fully intact, where he's going to be fully to withdraw from this agreement until the year 2020 in November that year. So this might be more of a presidential Trump behavior and how he sees things. And what I'm referring to is, let's throw it up against the wall, since I think we can get cut a better deal, and let's see how everybody else reacts. And I think it's more of that in the undertone, because after him announcing this, and then he went on to say all the reasons how the benefit would, but then he pulls out the disclaimer at the end and he says, we're willing to renegotiate with all the countries and the Democrats that are for this, because 195 countries are for this and only two are not in the agreement. We would be a part of Nicaragua and Syria. That's what.
Okay, cool.
So it kind of throws us out of the equation.
Yeah, but
from that
doesn't
standpoint.
He, David? Doesn't he have a point though that the biggest cost, the biggest chunk of the dollars, will fall on the U.S. because those people have no money. The French don't have any money. The Greeks don't have any money. I mean, it's all a show to begin with, is it not? Or am I just
No, no, you're exactly right. Let's put it into this perspective. If we stayed in the agreement and all countries did 100%. It would produce 0.2% in Celsius degrees of lowering the temperature after spending billions of dollars, and we would shoulder most of that. So it's not a cost-effective thing. And, you know, and that's really what this is all about. Trump, he doesn't want bad air quality. But he's about the amount of money being spent and the work and the benefits it creates. We're not getting the bang for the buck. He said by us being out of it, and this does create a lot of uncertainty. He didn't say that, but that's what it does create on a lot of different opinions. But he's finding out the cost of paper in the United States. Here's the cost of things in the United States would go down, as an independent study that was done on this. Paper would come down 8%. Cement would come down 23%. Iron and steel would come down 38%. Coal would come down 86%. And natural gas would come down 31%. This would create millions of jobs by 2025. 6.5 million is what he cited. It would, if we kept in the deal, it would actually cost the economy $3 trillion. So he's saving $3 trillion, he's saying, by getting out of this agreement, and households will pay $7,000 in less living expenses. So there's a big benefit. He believes it's going to, by pulling out, I believe it's going to be good for the energy sector, because this limits, this is a international thing, and we already have the best, cleanest air, cleanest water in the whole world. I mean, we're already far well advanced in our country than most countries. Obviously, anybody that's traveled can see that as a black and white statement, Joe. But it's going to create job creation, it's going to be better for the American family. But it does come against resistance, because definitely when he said, and he kind of did a football here, he says, this is all about America. I am more for Pittsburgh rather than Paris. And then the mayor of Pittsburgh, Bill Peduto, who's a Democrat, tweeted and said Hillary received 80% more votes than Trump did, and Pittsburgh stands with the rest of the world and will follow the Paris Agreement. So it's not everybody likes this deal, and it's more about politics, I think, and, you know, the belief of global warming versus, you know, cost and government cost and regulations, because we're highly overregulated. This is going to help hugely the infrastructure of our country, but there are some people definitely who are against this, and it might be just more against of what President Trump stands for as a Republican.
Yeah, more with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more to talk about. Please don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a bigger part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. You know, and I bring David Fisher on from Landmark Capital, and part of it is so you really understand what your finances are worth. You really get that, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, some economists are calling for a boom. Some economists are calling for a second bubble on real estate. I'm not smart enough to know any better. So why don't we listen to them? Why don't we find out from them what's going on and how you can protect your money? Seriously. David Fisher. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, always a pleasure to have you with me. What's $1.7 trillion amongst some friends, right? So you blow that in a card game, I'm sure.
I think if you lined them up in $100 bills end to end, it would go around the world a few times, though.
Wow, jeez! I'd like to have $1.7 million. I'm not greedy. Okay, just give me $1.7 million. I'll turn that into something. God, $1.7 trillion. We've talked about this, and they're talking about this lasting through fall. Are we serious? Fall.
Well, it was supposed to last us through fall. when they passed it, that was the whole deal. And then we would create a budget, which they're already talking about, and then they would vote on that budget, and we'd be all fine. But the problem is that
yeah, sure.
Now they're saying last Friday, Joe, after you and I were on the air together, the next day, they said that this is now only going to last us till August, a huge difference in time of lasting money. So the reports are now coming out, and here's what happened. When the approval or vote on the $1.7 trillion was issued shortly, that was based upon the economy growing. And last year the economy grew at 2.3%, and the belief is it's going to do that or greater. Trump's trying to push it to 3%, which is a big difference between a 2% growth and a 3% growth. Huge. It doesn't sound like only much, only a percent, but in economic terms, that's a big change. You know, so think about this for a second. The revenue is down because what happened is we had a shrinking of the economy. Well, it didn't shrink or backwards like negative, but it was less growth than it was before. It only grew when you amortize the first quarter report over a year. It only grew at 0.7%. So it was not even 1% growth.
Wow.
Versus what they're projecting is 2.3% growth or better. So let's connect the dots. Less growth significantly means less business profit, which means less tax revenue, which means less income tax receipts to the Treasury. And so the Treasury sent out the alarm on last Friday saying Congress needs to act immediately because they have summer vacations. If they don't act in August, we will not only have a government shutdown, we will have a government default for the first time in the history of our country. We've had government shutdowns first, and it's created a lot of uneasiness and upheaval, causing metals to go up usually, but never have had a government default. This would be financial havoc, the Treasury Secretary announced, and not something you want to do. He's already done what you call extraordinary measures, which is the shell game that the government does when they when they're in this interim time. They borrow from Peter to pay Paul. They borrow from Social Security, from the Defense Fund. They borrow from the Disability Fund. They borrow from all these funds, Medicare, Medicaid, and others. I can keep listing them. And then when we create the budget, they pay back into those funds, usually, not always. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Social Security in this situation it is. But that's the mechanism, and they've already exasperated all the shell game, according to the Treasury Secretary. So the next thing is default if they don't act before August.
David, you and I have talked about this before, and I don't mean to beat it to death, but it's just a puzzlement. And I've had people write me and say, you know, Joe, I was thinking the same thing, which means there's two of us that think the same thing. Anyway, these are all just numbers on a piece of paper. I've said this a million times. It's not like this. Our money has not been backed up since the 70s and probably before that with gold or any other kind of metal. You know, you look at these numbers on a piece of paper and you think to yourself, all they are numbers on a piece of paper. They're really not any dollars changing hands. I still don't understand how we could default. Again, it's just electronic numbers. Is that too crazy of a question or what? Help me out.
Okay, well, let's just boil this down to simplicity.
Please.
You work, you get paid for your work, your goods and services, and they give you a check.
Right. Correct.
What if they didn't give you that check and just say, oh, it's all electronic numbers?
Well, but okay, so you're going down that road. So I get direct deposit. I don't see any cash to speak of. Right?
Okay, what if they didn't send you the direct deposit?
Well, then I'd be looking for the owner's office, his car, and his house at that point.
Okay, so now let's make Joe Messina a international bank called a central bank.
Right.
And you now put a lot of zeros behind that check, quote, or the electronic deposit that you're getting is interest on the Treasury bill, and the Treasury doesn't have any money, and that deposit's supposed to go into your country's central bank, and it doesn't happen. What would that do to the United States?
Oh, it would make us look that we're in default, so to speak.
We would be in default. It wouldn't be looking. We would be in default, and that's what the Treasury Secretary is saying. We will go into default if our country doesn't, our congressmen and women don't act before August. This is severe.
Okay.
I've talked about government shutdowns before for the last 4 or 5 years on radio and wrote papers on it. Never have we talked about in the means of that a default on our financial debt.
Weren't we talking about that the first time we had our little shutdown and people were screaming that we were going to default, or we might default, or we could default for the first time ever, 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 kind of thing?
Well, we're talking about a default on certain obligations, but not the Treasury bill. Defaulting on a Treasury bill is the worst kind of default. We might default on other things where we might not put, and have defaulted, if you want to call it that, where we didn't put financial payments into the system when we're required by law to do that, specifically pensions for the government, we've defaulted on that. So that is a default. We just don't get it under the category of a default. But now the Treasury Secretary is saying that the Treasury's interest payment on the Treasury's we might not be able to make them, which would cause the government defaulting on a Treasury, which is a whole other thing. That's a financial instrument. You know, we've defaulted on Social Security, if you want to put it that way. We, in fact, in my report to the coming bail-in, I put examples where they've defaulted 5 times in the last 3 years. They've on purpose defaulted, if you want to call it that, where they put money into, took money from a system with no intention of paying it back. And that's why we're $20 trillion in debt. That's the big argument. It's one thing to borrow money and have a mechanism and a plan to pay it back. It's a whole other thing, Joe, to say, I'm borrowing money and have no plan whatsoever and no ability to pay back. That's stealing, and people go to jail for that. But unfortunately, our country doesn't, and neither does our Congress. People. So this is a default different on a Treasury, a much severe, more, I don't think we're going to do it personally. I really hope we don't. We've never been down that road. It will wreak utter financial havoc. But here's the deal. There's this, as time goes on, the fighting gets bigger, more stringent, and more entrenched between one side and the other, and at some point in time, they're going to both dig their heels in and say, I'm not budging, and with that, and that behavior will cause a government default.
Yep, I agree. See, so, you know, you got about 2 minutes here. The Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, we got to give him another name, like Smith. So much easier to say. Anyway, Steve Mnuchin, he spoke before the Senate Banking Committee, and he talked about that Glass-Steagall. And it created all kinds of uproar, but most of it was because he didn't seem to know what it was, right?
Well, he knows what it is. He's just arguing with Senator Elizabeth Warren on the outcome of it. And I'm not pro-Senator Elizabeth Warren when I say this, but before Mnuchin went before the Senate Banking Committee, he was for Glass-Steagall, which is a law that was put into place in 1932 because we had a 1929 crash, which was initiated by banks leveraging money in the securities division. They were banks, and they also were in the security area. So this separated that and didn't allow that. Then that thing was intact until 1999 until President Clinton lifted that, and then just 2 years later as a result.
We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with David Fisher after the break.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get right back to David Fisher because he gives it a lot of good things in this segment. And it always sounds so bad, doesn't it? This segment he did better than the last. No. But basically what it is I really want you guys to get a hold of this information. I want you to really understand what it takes to keep your finances safe. You're working like a dog, in most cases, just to pay the bills. So why not be able to learn how to maybe make a few minor, very small investments and still do well? David Fisher again. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. He joins me every week to kind of give us the insight and understanding of your finances, how they work, and how they work at what's going on in the market. They're not just the market, in the world as a whole today. And David, again, thanks for joining me. And you were explaining all about Glass-Steagall and how Mnuchin, what Mnuchin knew and didn't know about it.
Well, you know, you're talking about the 70s music. Just don't play the song Last Dance, because if we don't get this right, eventually we're going to have the last dance in this whole thing. So back to Glass-Steagall, which talks about, you know, getting banks separated from brokerage industry, in essence. It's lending money from the securities divisions. Glass-Steagall should be in place, in my opinion. Banks don't agree with that because then they can't leverage money. And to put into perspective, Deutsche Bank leveraged money, and from 2000, this is their report now, 2004 to 2015, 90% of their wealth came from leveraged money. So it's a big deal. They don't want to stop this. But this is what caused the 2008 crisis because, again, the law was lifted in 1999 as an archaic law. Well, it wasn't archaic. It still needs to be done today. And Steve Mnuchin, when questioned, he was for the Glass-Steagall, but now he doesn't want to break up big banks, which is what Glass-Steagall would do. And unfortunately, he's lifting that criteria, and he said Glass-Steagall is something totally different than what the original law was for. So he was really, you know, talking out of his mouth. I put out a newsletter just 2 days ago that said, with a real Steve Mnuchin stand up, they can get it at landmarkgold.com. But it's very disheartening because this tells us a couple things. Number one, it says banks are going to leverage money, pedal to the metal. And number two, it says it's just a matter of time, not if anymore, when we'll have another 2008 problem. Because the question is simple. Did we fix the system and the economy from 2008, all the people I've asked that question to in the last 7-8 years, nobody said yes, which means we just put a Band-Aid on it and glossed over it. Means the problem is growing in the undergirding system, and it's going to get worse when it finally boils over again. And all it takes is one major financial institution, that's what caused it before, Bear Stearns, to cause havoc in another one called Lehman Brothers, and we're back in the same old boat of 2008 again. But it all can be stopped, really simple, by implementing Glass-Steagall. It's that simple, really that simple.
Yeah, but you're talking to a bunch of kids, you know, and I don't mean us. I mean, you know, we talk about Congress and the Senate. I mean, really, like a bunch of kids over there, just amazing to me. You also have a piece of literature that you know, that will help immensely. Something about explain this, because it's over my head. So explain this to me.
Well, just got a couple minutes on this one.
Go ahead.
I've talked to lots of people in 24 years in precious metals and in the financial industry. And what I found out, Joe, is most people have no proper education or strategy going into the markets. So listen to me, if you're thinking about investing in gold and silver or have already done so, if you were not told about the three columns, the bell should be ringing off inside of your spirit or your head right now saying, what is that? Just by the fact that you've been not told what the three columns is, says that you weren't properly educated. I've shared the three columns more than thousands of times. And here's what happens. I can confidently say, after going through the three columns with an investor who's either bought gold or wanting to buy gold, the ones that bought gold said, wow, I've never been told this. This is amazing. The ones that are wanting to buy gold, and it goes for silver too, Joe, they say, this is so simple. I'm so glad you shared this with me. So I have a piece of literature called Changing Directions and Changing Times that goes to the start of three columns, and it will help people if you've already invested in gold and you've not heard of the three columns. You need to call my company, because here's the bottom line. it might have not, what you bought might have not have hit the bullseye, your goals of what, why you bought gold and silver. And if you don't have any goals, that should be enough of a red light to saying you should develop a plan and make sure you're in the right kind of gold, because for all you know, you could be in gold and silver that the government could seize. And that's really the bottom line why most people do this to invest in gold, is that they want to protect their money from government intrusion on many levels. So the three columns is imperative to learn about, and I'm confident that once a person knows about it, they'll know more than 95% of all the other people out there.
Yeah, it's interesting how you hear bits and pieces that you really don't know or understand. Or it's hard, I feel. It's hard to know or understand what this is all about, and it's great to have you come on and kind of straighten it out for us. Yeah, you know, you and I had talked about the bail-in a million times, what was going on in Europe, and where Europe was heading, and what they had already done in some cases. But Europe has now taken another swipe at its debt. It's going to do something drastic and different. Tell us about it.
Well, in a watershed event here, Europe unveiled a plan to securitize all the sovereign debt. Let me speak in English now,
please.
Okay?
Yeah.
Securitize. First of all, a very reliable news media called the Financial Times. It'd be equivalent of like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Post, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't say those names because some people might think they're very reliable. Mainstream media news, financial news, okay, in Europe, called the Financial Times, received a paper from the European Commission. It is a paper on the future of the euro. And in this paper that they received this week, it advocates that Europe is going to launch a new market called sovereign bond backed securities, which is packaging all the different countries' national debt into a new asset. So think with me, Greece is upside down, Italy's upside down. I mean, basically almost all 19 countries, for the most part, close to 19 of them.
Wow.
Of the 19 countries, the majority of them are upside down. I mean, you have Germany, who's really holding the whole thing up, financially speaking. They're the most solid country by far. So this would be packing all that debt that can't get balanced. Their budget, their debt structure, there's no way of paying like Greece. There's no way, absolutely no way, Greece is going to be able to pay down their debt. And there's a few other countries, Poland, Italy, Hungary, Belgium. There's a few other countries that are just like that. Portugal. So this puts all that debt into a sovereign European bond so people can buy it. So think with me how... Just think about this for a second. Let's get out of debt by creating more debt, and let's have the world investors buy it.
I wish I knew how to do that. Seriously. I wish I knew how to. Don't you wish you knew how to get people to buy into this crazy stuff? Easily buy into the great crazy stuff?
So think about that, Joe. This is Keynesian economics. That's what they call this.
Okay.
It's no different than the United States doing it. We just do it with one country called the United States. We do it in the form of a treasury. That's why we're $20 trillion in our national debt and $104 trillion in our financial obligations. There's no way we can get out of debt, impossible, without something drastic happen. But this is Keynesian economics. And at some point in time, there's many research papers that have been written from very well-known, respected economists saying this Keynesian economics around the world is eventually not going to work, and the world will go through a major turmoil when that happens, when the, quote, cat gets out of the bag. But we can't play the shell game forever by getting out of debt by creating more debt. It doesn't work that way. It just creates more problems in our debt structure, evidence why we're $20 trillion today, which represents 73% of the budget, versus we were $3 trillion, which represented 35% of the budget in this late 60s, early 70s. So it's crazy what we're going to go through, or excuse me, in the late 70s, early 80s. Get my dates right here. So it's crazy.
So here's how it works. Okay. You know, I love doing this to you guys, too, because David has this another 10-plus minutes to this. And because I want you guys to actually go get it, go find it, the podcast will be up about an hour and a half after the show. You need to hear the whole thing. He's going to tell you how to save yourself some money. He's going to tell you how to make yourself some money and to make sure that you leave money for your children as well. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. When you come on back, oh, I've got a lot for you on the other side of the break. I'm going to teach you how to deal with solicitors on your phone. We'll be back in a few minutes.